with Theater Talk on WBFO. This is Jim Santello.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
You know what? I got my WBFO membership maracas.
You got maracas?
I pledged money. They told me that that's one of the gifts that you get.
What are the pledge gifts?
A pledge gift.
I knew they had a lava lamp.
See, there's reasons to listen to this radio station.
Absolutely. The fabulous gifts. No, but really, this is the week of our winter membership drive, and membership keeps us going here at WBFO. So we encourage people to call 1-877-511-1017.
One of the things we're going to talk about is change, but before that, you saw Midori.
I did.
Maybe everyone doesn't know who Midori is.
Midori is the greatest violinist in the world, and she played at Rockwell Hall on Tuesday night in the intimate Simonelli Recital Hall. The Simonelli Recital Hall is an exquisite new hall, and the inaugural event was a performance by Midori, and it was astonishing.
Amazing to have that caliber of talent come into Western New York.
And from the second row with a seat with my name on it, that was really, really exciting. The precision with which she played and the power, it was a generous program of Beethoven, Bach, and Brahms.
It sounds like authority is the word to describe her performance.
Absolutely. In fact, in the final movement of the Brahms, at the end, she'd been playing like a fiend, just amazing to watch. A string let go, and she
decided, I'm not playing anymore.
Right, I just couldn't take it anymore. Well, her instrument is made in the 1730s. Well, she said, it's not broken, it's okay, and she manhandled that thing to put the string back.
Now you know who's boss.
Absolutely, that she is the boss of that violin, and she said, okay, we will play the last movement again. And people were delighted, but it was mesmerizing. What a privilege. Historic. It's the Simonelli Recital Hall. Brad Fuster, the chairman of the music department at Buffalo State, brought her in. She had used his office to rehearse when she did the performance at Kleinhans. He called her and said, I don't suppose you would, but we're opening a new recital hall. We'd love it if you were the first.
Oh, my God.
She said she'd love to.
Chutzpah pays again.
Brad's like that. Yeah.
Change. We mentioned change, and the reference point is 710. Change in 710.
710 Main Street, which was formerly Studio Arena Theater. Frankly, before that, the Palace Burlesque. But now it has Circle Mirror Transformation, played by Annie Baker, produced by Road Less Traveled Productions, Scott Barrand. It was so lovely to be in that theater again, and I really loved that it was a modestly produced but handsome production with local actors.
Well, they had gotten into trouble by overspending so much the last regimes for how many years?
For a long time. You know, Studio Arena ran itself into the ground financially. It was still popular. They had a large audience, but they just had so much debt.
The change you're referring to is a positive thing.
It's a positive change, yes, and I'm glad to see, it's interesting to see that venue go back to what the old studio theater was more like, a more locally based artistic product. And the actors are marvelous. Scott Barron's directed, but Lisa Vetrano is an exquisite actress. Dave Hayes is wonderful, Morgan Chard, Robert Rutland, Kelsey George Mogensen, and the production about a group of people taking an acting class and what happens to them through this interaction. Wonderful performance, Circle Mirror Transformation, get down to 710 Main.
How do you spell theater? That's not a question that I'm asking you for public consumption right now. You wrote an article in Art Voice talking about spelling and
talking
theater.
About spelling, yes. People are very emotional about how to spell that word, and I did an article, 2,000 words on how to spell that one word.
Let people read it. We'll talk about it next week.
Okay.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santello.
And I'm Anthony Chase.